now for the CBS Mystery Theater.
I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to another Fearful Earful. And speaking of ears, the story we are about to direct to yours concerns a different part of the facial anatomy, the mouth. Only in this case, the mouth isn't there. Now, if that sounds incredible, listen carefully to the tale of Joe Gannett, who has the great misfortune of meeting up with men without mouths. If you think you're baffled by the mystery of how men can exist without mouths to breathe with, eat with, and speak with, then imagine the plight of poor Mr. Gannett himself.
Kitty, I saw another one today. I swear I did. A man without a mouth.
Oh, Uncle Joe, you didn't.
I'm telling you, I swear to my mother's grave. He walked into this bar, see? He sat down at the end. He looked straight at me, Kitty, so help me. And he didn't have a mouth.
Our mystery drama, Men Without Mouths, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slessor and stars Joe Silver and Patricia Elliott. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you drink beer, do you tilt the glass for long, hearty swallows? Or just tip it and sip it? Well, sipping's the thing for wine, but Budweiser beer is a hearty drink, brewed for zest and character. The best way to enjoy Bud is to drink it, not chug a lug, just man-sized beer drinker swallows. That's when that famous Budweiser taste, smoothness, and drinkability really come through. Smoothness and drinkability that come only from natural carbonation and exclusive beechwood aging. Smoothness and drinkability too good for any half-hearted sipping. So drink up. You'll see that brewing beer right does make a difference, and that when you say Budweiser, you said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
The Marine Corps Reserves are looking for a few good men to help keep the peace. We're looking for men who understand that nobody likes to fight, but somebody has to know how. We want men who want to see their children grow up in an age of peace. Men who will do more than wish for it. Men who will work for it. Men who don't need the draft to know there's a job to be done. Men who ask themselves what they can do for their country and do it. We're looking for a few good men to stand with the Marine Corps Reserve. No shortcuts, no compromises, no promises except one. You'll be a Marine, and you'll be ready. That's the job of a peacekeeper.
Begins in the heart of New York City, a heart which, as usual, beats with the rhythm of rushing traffic, the clang of construction, the clamor of commerce, and the never-ending flow of people on their way to meetings, parties, rendezvous, and other human encounters. But we're interested in only one person today. There he is, just hailing a taxi on the corner of East 63rd Street. He's a dapper figure in his blue serge suit, his white shirt, and conservative gray tie. He appears to be a man in his late 50s, well-dressed, well-tanned, and well-heeled. His name is Joe Gannett, Occupation?
Retired.
But retired from what? Listen.
Hey, taxi! Hey, taxi! Taxi! 530 West Side Avenue.
Right. Nice day for a change, eh?
Yeah, it's okay.
One day hot, one day cold. It's enough to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know something? You look familiar.
Yeah. I'm a movie star, Mac. I'm Raquel Welch.
No, I mean it. You really do. You ever live in Chicago?
Look, you mind we do without the conversation?
I'm from Chicago originally. Moved here about 10, 11 years ago. I could swear I knew you from some... Wait a minute. You're Joey Gannatello.
You got it wrong, mister.
Listen, you wouldn't remember me, Mr. Gannatello, but I used to drive for Turk Wilson sometimes. You remember Turk Wilson? He's in stir now, of course. They got him on income tax evasion.
I don't know no Turk Wilson, and my name isn't whatever you said, you understand?
Yeah, sure. I mean, no offense, mister.
Okay. No offense. And no more conversation.
Just a minute. Uncle Joe!
Kitty, well, here I am for the housewarming.
Oh, you angel.
Hey, come on, take it easy. Oh, you're choking me.
I couldn't believe my eyes when those things started to arrive this morning.
You like it, huh?
First the dishes, then the silver. Uncle Joe, that silver. It must have cost a fortune.
Hey, do I have to stand out here in the hall, huh? You got a new apartment. Let me take a look at it, huh?
Of course. Come in.
Hey.
Only don't look too hard, please.
Hey.
Everything's still in such a mess.
Hey, it looks pretty good to me.
Well, I still got to paint the bedroom, and the drapes aren't up yet,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to cover the whole wall over there with bookshelves.
Yeah.
Ira's going to build them for me.
Who?
And don't you think it was a good idea to break through to the dining room? Makes the living room look twice as big. We'll put up some kind of divider between the two.
Hey, who's this we? You got a roommate or something?
No, of course not.
Who's this Ira? A carpenter?
No, a boyfriend.
Oh, you got yourself a steady, huh?
Why do you think he's steady?
Hey, listen, the guy is going to build you bookshelves and dividers and all that stuff.
Never mind about that. Come on, see the kitchen.
Hey, stop rushing me. Hey, how about give me a drink first?
Oh, of course. I'm just so excited.
You're not sorry now, huh?
About accepting all this?
Yeah.
Oh, how could I be sorry? My own co-op apartment? I just wish you hadn't paid all that money, Uncle Joe.
Ah, come on. You know why I did it, Kitty. I did it for your old man. This is the kind of thing Matty Russo would have done if he was alive.
No, Uncle Joe. That isn't true. My father could have never afforded anything like this.
Well, if he hadn't been so dumb about life insurance... what's the use of worrying about that now, huh? He was my best pal... And you, well, you're like my daughter now. And if a guy can't help his daughter, then,
oh,
you know.
Oh, if you keep talking like that, Uncle Joe, you're going to have a shoulder full of wet tears.
Oh, come on now. Knock off that sentimental garbage. Next thing you'll be sitting in my lap. And what would Ira say about that, huh?
Uncle Joe?
Yeah.
I'd like you to meet Ira.
Oh, so I was right, huh? It's serious, huh?
I do like him. I like him very much.
Yeah, what does this Ira do? I mean, besides build bookshelves.
He's a doctor.
A doc? Hey, nice going, kid. Your mama would have liked that.
His full name is Ira Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't just meet him. He was doing some postgraduate work at college.
Hey.
I've actually known him for almost 8 months. I told him about you, Uncle Joe.
Sure, why not? I mean, I'm the only folks you got.
I mean, I told him about your trouble.
What are you talking about, huh? Now, what made you do a thing like that?
I couldn't help it. It just came out.
Ah.
We were talking, and I told him about what happened to you that night.
Nothing happened to me that night. It was just a mistake.
You fainted. There wasn't any mistake about that.
Fainted? What kind of a word is that? Old ladies faint. Me, I just conked out for a couple of minutes.
Yes, but the reason...
Never mind the reason. You still trying to tell me I'm nuts? I didn't see that guy in the elevator?
No, I'm not saying that.
Because I did see him. Understand? He was some kind of freak, that's all. Maybe somebody who had a bad accident got himself sewn up.
But a man without a mouth. It's so incredible. I mean, how can anyone live without a mouth?
This guy was alive. I seen him.
Yes, and he scared you so much.
Would you cut that out? Hey, hey, wait a minute. This boyfriend, this doctor of yours, he's not a shrink, is he?
No, he's an internist.
Good. For a minute there, I thought she was trying to make a patient out of me.
Ira doesn't have any trouble getting patients. He does very well all by himself.
Well, I guess I have to meet this terrific guy, won't I? Ask him what his intentions are.
That's exactly what my intention is. To have you two meet. Anytime you're free.
Me? I'm always free, you know that. Look, why don't you bring him over tonight, huh? To my place.
You really mean it?
Of course. I'll call that catering joint. We'll order something fancy like that beef Wellington joint, huh? Yeah, we'll open a bottle of that $60 wine. Impress the pants off.
Well, we don't have to impress
our... Well, sure, why not? Let them think you're an heiress or something. A princess, maybe, huh?
Oh, you make me feel like a princess, Uncle Joe.
Okay, send that up. Look, make it two bottles. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so long. Where's that food? Where's that catering joint? I told him at 7 o'clock. Ah, I guess that's them, huh? Oh! Oh, my God! No! Get away from me! Get out of here! Get out of here! Go away!
Are you sure he's all right? Are you sure it's not his heart?
No, his heart's okay. Pulse is a little fast. It's just shock, Kitty. He'll be okay.
He looks so terribly pale.
He's coming out of it now.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Gennett. I'm sorry to have to meet you like this.
Yeah.
I'm Ira Hamill.
The doctor?
That was a very dirty trick, Uncle Joe. Getting Ira to make a house call by pretending to invite us to dinner.
They helped me out.
Yeah, we better take it easy, Mr. Gannett.
No, I'm okay now. I'm okay. I just got a little dizzy. Yeah, how long was I out?
I don't know. We got here at 7:15. We rang and rang, but nobody answered. I got word and called the super.
Hey, listen. Did the food get here?
It's here. Oh, but never mind about that.
What about the wine? I ordered some of that Chateau stuff.
What happened exactly?
Nothing.
Uncle Joe, please. The last time you had a blackout... Well, was it anything like the last time?
You want the truth. It was exactly like the last time.
A man without a mouth.
And she told you that, too?
Well, it was interesting. I... even looked up a book I have, Anomalies and Curiosities of Medicine. There is a condition called atresia of the mouth. I'm afraid I don't know of any modern case.
So what you're saying is there is no such thing?
No, I didn't say that. For one thing, I don't really know the whole story. Just what Kitty told me about you seeing this man in the elevator.
That's right. He was in the corner of the elevator, reading a newspaper. He didn't even look up when I got in the car. But... then I turned around and I seen him, staring at me.
So he had eyes, but no mouth.
None that I could see. Just skin, covering everything from his nose to his chin.
It was only an optical illusion. I'm sure of it.
Mr. Gannett, did you see that man again tonight?
No.
You mean it was something else this time?
It was another one. A different man right at my front door.
But there was something unusual about
it. It was the same thing. He didn't have any mouth.
Oh, Uncle Joe.
Now, look. Maybe it's freaks. There are freaks walking around. Hey, Martians, maybe. What do you think, Doc? Will it be Martians?
Well, why did they pick on you?
Yeah, that's right. I never done nothing to a Martian. Why pick on me, eh? Hey, come on. Let's forget this junk. Let's eat that food. How about it, Kitty? You want to warm it up for us?
All right, Uncle Joe.
What the heck? We got mouths. Let's use them.
Is it all right to come in, Mr. Gannett?
Is Kitty with you?
No. In fact, Kitty doesn't even know I'm here.
Yeah? Then why are you?
I just thought you and I could have a private conversation, if that's all right.
Let's make it some other time. I was taking a little nap. I'm not feeling so hot.
Well, maybe I can help. I am a doctor.
It's nothing serious. I think maybe I just bumped my head when I took that fall the other night.
You want me to have a look at it?
I said no. If I wanted a doctor, I'd call one.
Well, I'm not here as a doctor. I'm here as Kitty's fiancé.
Fiancé? Hey, you mean you two are engaged?
That's right.
Well, okay. Swell. I'm glad for you, for both of you.
I know Kitty means a lot to you, Mr. Gannett.
Sure she means a lot. Her old man was my best friend. She's a kind of a legacy.
Yeah, she thinks a great deal of you, too. She considers you her entire family.
Look, you want my blessing. You got it. You just treat my girl right. That's all I ask.
I didn't come for your blessing. I came to ask you a question.
Yeah? About what?
About you and the syndicate.
What was that?
I know something about you that even Kitty doesn't know, Mr. Gannett. I know what you used to do for a living.
Mr. Joe Gannett seems to be a man who is not merely haunted by strange men without mouths. He also seems to be haunted by his past. Is it possible that the cab driver was correct, that Joe Gannett and Joey Gannatello are one and the same person? And is there any connection between his past and his terrifying present? We'll find out when we return shortly to Act Two.
Hello, this is Goldilocks. It seems like only yesterday that I was a little girl tasting porridge. You know, this one's too hot. This one's too cold. And now I conduct taste tests on diet drinks. And there's one I must tell you about, sugar-free diet 7-Up. It has a fresh, natural, delicious taste. It drives my taste meter crazy. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. This one's just right.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of all the concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is one of the things that help make Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars. Whopping one-third of the world's energy use. That's how much Americans have been accounting for every year. And we only have 6% of the world's people. This is Jerry Kay for the Sierra Club. Since energy has been cheap and plentiful, we have wasted a staggering amount. But if we just cut out most of that waste, we could save several million barrels of oil every day. Energy conservation is necessary for our economic well-being now, and it is essential to our environmental health from now on. Because our most essential, life-giving natural resources, our air and our lands and our waters, suffer from the careless exploitation of our energy fuels. New and cleaner sources of energy will become available in time. New and more efficient methods of putting that energy to work are on the way. But for now, there is no alternative to energy conservation. It can work. It can work wonders. A message from the Sierra Club. Dr. Ira Hamill may be the most important man in the life of Kitty Russo. And Kitty Russo is the most important person in Joe Gannett's life. But right now, Uncle Joe has every reason for wanting Dr. Hamill to go away and leave him alone. But Ira is a persistent young man, as persistent as the memories which Joe Gannett has been determined to forget.
Okay. What do you know about me, Doc?
I know you were called before the Illinois Crime Commission back in the 50s.
You weren't old enough to blow your nose in the 50s.
That's right. I don't remember anything about it. But I've read magazines. And I've seen television documentaries. But this man I saw yesterday, this psychiatrist friend of mine, he was just getting his medical degree during the hearings. He remembered you, too.
Did you say psychiatrist?
I thought it wouldn't hurt to have his opinion.
About whether I was nuts, huh?
Oh, he didn't give me any diagnosis. He said he wouldn't even try, not on the basis of such slim evidence. But when I mentioned your name, well, he wondered if Joe Gannett might have once been Joe Gannatello. Was a pretty good guess, wasn't it?
Why don't you go home and practice medicine, Doc? You say one word of this baloney to Kitty, and I'll really act like her papa and tell her boyfriend stinks.
Believe it or not, Mr. Gannett, I'm trying to help you.
Well, here's how you can help me. Here, go through this.
This psychiatrist friend of mine, he did have an idea about these apparitions you've been seeing. The men without mouths? Sounded valid to me.
He did, huh?
If you want me to, tell you what he said. Shut the door.
Okay. Tell me.
He said there was no doubt that they were hallucinations. But the pattern was fairly clear, given your background.
What's that got to do with it?
What does it bring to your mind? The idea of a man without a mouth.
Well, you tell me.
All right. Someone who can't talk, isn't that obvious? Man without a mouth is silenced. Mouthless men tell no tales, just like dead men.
What are you trying to say, Buster? You calling me a murderer?
I'm just reporting my conversation, Mr. Gannett. The psychiatrist said, well, your past associations may have left you with strong guilt feelings related to, well, informers or would-be informers. That's not an accusation, just an analysis.
You all through?
Well, the only reason I'm telling you this is because it might help. The only reason I want to help you is because of Kitty. I'd jump off the George Washington Bridge if Kitty said jump, Ira.
Okay. Okay, you jump off bridges if you want to. You do anything you please, Doc, except for one thing. You don't say one word about this to Kitty.
She really doesn't know, does she?
One word, and I'll wrap your diploma around your neck, you hear me?
I wasn't going to tell her, Mr. Gannett. I don't want to see Kitty hurt. I love her. Just as you do. Now you can open that door again.
Doctor.
Do you want another drink, Mr. Gannett?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, Harry. Another drink, that's right.
Here you go.
Yeah, right up to the top, Harry. Right up to the brim, huh?
Sure, Mr. Gannett. You know, we always take good care of you.
Nobody has to take care of me. I take care of myself, Harry. Always have.
Sure, that's the way. Look out for number one, right?
Hey, Harry, you know something? You know, you got a good, strong mouth.
Thanks, Mr. Gannett.
A guy can see your mouth, plain as day.
And I was thinking of growing a mustache. You figure that wouldn't be a good idea?
Hey, Harry, people have to have mouths, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. Listen, some of the people come in here, they got real big mouths, never stop talking for a minute.
You never saw anybody without a mouth, Harry, did you?
No, Mr. Gannett, I can't say that I did. Oh, excuse me, I got a new customer. What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, God! Oh, no! No! It's another one! It's another one.
What's the matter?
I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out.
Hey, Mr. Gannett.
Let me
what's
out.
The matter?
Let me out. Kitty, it's me.
Uncle Joe?
Yeah, Kitty. I seen another one today. I swear I did. A man without a mouth.
Oh, Uncle Joe, you didn't.
I'll tell you, I swear it on my mother's grave. He walked into this bar. He sat down at the end. He looked straight at me, Kitty, so help me. And he didn't have a mouth.
Oh, Uncle Joe, you need help. You've got to have help.
I thought maybe that friend of yours, a doctor... I thought maybe I should see him.
Oh, you would, Uncle Joe. He'd recommend someone.
Yeah, look, I'll see him, Kitty. Kitty, I gotta do something.
Please. Sit down, Mr. Gannett.
Thanks.
You've, seen another one, haven't you?
Now, listen to me, Doc. I know you think I'm nuts. I ought to be seen as a psychiatrist, not a guy like you.
I'll be happy to give you the name of someone.
No, wait, now listen to me. I couldn't take that. I mean, going to a shrink. I'm just not the type. But you got a good head on your shoulders. I can tell.
I'm not a psychiatrist.
But you can help me. I know you can. I got ghosts haunt me, just like you said. I never believed in ghosts before, but maybe I've got to believe now.
I'm not a spiritualist either.
Look, I figured two ways. I could go to a doctor. Why? You go to church and talk to a priest. And
both might help. That's one thing psychiatrists and the church have in common. They know that confession is good for the soul.
What do you mean, confession?
It's the root of the problem, isn't it? Guilt feelings build up pressure in the mind. Sometimes the pressure becomes unbearable and, well, there's some kind of explosion.
What do you mean? In the brain?
Well, you might have been right when you used the word ghosts. The ghosts of the past may be haunting you, Mr. Gannett.
The past, always the past. Why do you have to keep bringing that up?
Isn't that the whole point?
No!
Where do these ghosts come from?
From hell, that's from where.
You mean they're ghosts of dead people?
I knew I shouldn't have come here. I knew it'd be a waste of time.
Wait a minute,
so
Mr.
long,
Gannett.
Doctor. You were right. You're no shrink. Maybe you're not any kind of doctor.
Wait, Kitty and I are having a party in a couple of weeks, an engagement party.
Have a good time.
No, we want you to come. It's important to Kitty that you be there.
I don't like parties. So long. Never should have gone there in the first place, a stupid kid. Stupid kid like that. Hey, watch where you're going, Mr. Oh, no. Hello?
Uncle Joe?
Yeah, hi, Jimmy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. Great. Why shouldn't I be?
I just want to know.
I suppose your boyfriend told you about me seeing him today.
Uncle Joe, is it true that you don't want to come to our engagement party?
You know me, Kitty. I'm just not the party type.
I should be. All of Iris knows you've been going to see us. And there won't be anyone at all
to find us. Honey, I just can't make it. Kitty, I got a million things I gotta get this place of mine in some kind of shape. I mean, it's got all kinds of junk laying around. Okay, honey, I'll try to be there. I'll try, honey, I will. So long. Well, then I'll go nuts before then. Maybe I should clean up the junk around here. Look in that closet. Oh, look at all that junk. Christmas stuff I ain't even opened. This old typewriter, I give that away, get rid of it. What am I gonna do, write a book? That's the thing, all right. Confession's good for the soul. I had to put down said. Maybe he's right about it. I couldn't even write a postcard. How about this? The tape recorder, when Kitty gave me last year. Geez, I never even touched the thing. See, how does this thing work anyway? Yeah, on, off, record, stop, rewind, play. Well, there's something very hard about that. Let's see, now, where's the microphone? Yeah? Oh, yeah, it is. That plugs in here, I guess. Yeah, that works right. Now what, press the record button, right? Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. Let's see how that sounds. Okay, press the rewind button now. Then press play. Is it going to be to confess? Well, only one way to find out. Try. My name is Joe Gannett. No, that's not starting off with the truth, is it? My name is Joey Gannatello. In 46. I shot and killed a man named Ricky Natans. What the heck am I doing? Am I crazy? I can't put that on tape. That's crazy. I can't. Wait. Maybe that's the way. If they're really ghosts, then maybe that's what they want. A confession. Why not? Nobody will hear it. I'll tell everything, but I'll take the tape and stick it in an envelope. I'll leave it at my desk and write to be opened only after my death. Maybe that'll make them leave me alone. My name is Joe Gannett. I used to be called Joey Gannatello. I was born and raised in Chicago. I worked for a man named Turk Wilson. In 1946, I shot and killed a man named Ricky Natans. Turk Wilson paid me $200 to kill him on account of Natans talking to the feds about a black market operation. 6 months after that, I shot and killed a man named Wally Sanchez. I don't know why Turk Wilson wanted him dead.
A tape recorder is a wonderful device. A very useful tool in all sorts of situations. And if confession is good for the soul, you might even call it a confessional box. But will it be the right answer for Joe Gannett? Will it provide him with the magic formula to rid him of all his mouthless phantoms? We'll find out when I return shortly with Act 3.
Great-faced in the moors, Kellogg's has that wholesome taste to get you up and grinning.
This is Jerry Coffer for Kellogg's Special K. You know, for years we've been talking about the Special K breakfast, a great way to start the day if you have a weight problem. You may have seen or heard our latest commercials, which symbolize the problem of being a few pounds overweight by using this ball and chain. That's the sound effect. But so many people have come to know the Special K breakfast that can help solve weight problems, they sometimes forget that Special K is America's favorite high-protein cereal. It has 8 essential vitamins and iron, and so delicious that lots of folks, kids as well as adults, eat Special K just for the sheer good taste of it. So we don't want you to think that you have to wear a ball and chain to eat Special K. All you need is an appreciation for the finer things of life, a 1-ounce bowl of Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, coffee, and maybe a little sugar. The Special K breakfast can help you lose weight all by itself, but it really is a good start.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
What with all this oil shortage and all, Mrs. and I talking about having our furnace checked out. I wonder what we should do.
I can give you some advice about what to do.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. Now, it may be true that your furnace is in need of repair or even replacement. But don't be rushed into such a decision. Shop around. Get two or three estimates. Don't sign any contract until you have read and understood it thoroughly. And if the installation requires alterations to your home, be sure a permit has been obtained if required. And don't sign a completion certificate until that work has been satisfactorily completed. Just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Now, 2 weeks later, the day, Friday. The occasion, the engagement party of Kitty Russo and Dr. Ira Hamill. As you can hear, it's a very happy occasion. But for Kitty Russo, it becomes even happier when the doorbell rings again and she opens it for a very important guest.
Uncle Joe!
Hey, Kitty, well, here I am, just like I promised.
Oh, Uncle Joe, I almost gave up hope.
Well, what for? Didn't I say I'd be here?
You never said it very convincing.
Hello, Mr. Gannett. Glad you made it after all.
Hiya, Doc. Hey, you think I'd miss my little girl's one and only engagement party, huh?
Well, I'm glad you didn't. I think Kitty would have been very disappointed.
Oh, listen, no engagement is official without me, right, Kitty?
That's right, Uncle Joe. Oh, you look just marvelous. Ira, doesn't he look well?
Oh, yeah, you look fine, Mr. Gannett. Been feeling okay?
Me? I'm feeling like $1 million.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear you say that.
And then you haven't had any more, trouble.
Would you like passing out? No more of that.
No, I didn't mean just that.
It's all over, Doc. The whole problem. It's all over and done with.
Then you're not seeing anything peculiar these days.
No. I figured out what the whole trouble was. Yeah. I changed my brand of booze.
Come on.
That's what it was. I changed my booze. I changed my reading glasses. Hey. Speaking of booze, how'd you get a drink in this joint?
Well, you come on with me. I'll show you where the best booze is.
Come on.
Say, is it really true? Have the hallucinations stopped?
Stopped cold, just like that.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that.
So am I. For a while back then, I thought I'd have to take a trip to the funny farm, you know? But it hasn't happened once in the last 2 weeks.
Well, that certainly gives us something to drink to, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll drink to Kitty, Doc. I mean, Ira.
Yeah. You like scotch, right?
Yeah, scotch is fine. Listen, Ira, I said a couple of things to you once a night. I hope you can forget.
I didn't take any offense.
That's good. Because, you know, you marrying Kitty, it means you'll be stuck with me, too.
Joe, why do you think it happened?
What?
Losing your ghost.
Oh, I don't know. I guess he just got tired of haunting me. I got a little present for you and Kitty. Now, nothing fancy, just something small. And green, huh? Here.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, go on, open it up. Take a look.
Well, all right. That's a lot of money, Joe.
Well, a couple of kids get married today. They need every penny they can get their hooks on.
Oh, I still think it's too much.
Now, look, you got a nice long future ahead of you. Me, most of what I got is past, you know?
Well, I know something else, too. The past is the past, Joe. Once it's gone, it's gone. Understand?
Hey, Ira, you know something? I think Kitty got herself a pretty good catch. Oh, come on now, honey. You don't have to do this. I can get my own taxi.
It's all right, Uncle Joe. I just want to make sure you get home all right.
Oh, yeah. I know what you think. You think your Uncle Joe is drunk, huh? That's what you think.
You just had a very good time.
I had a very good reason that my little girl is getting herself engaged. Hey, now look at that, huh? You see that?
See what?
That lady, there's some nerve, huh? Hey, lady, we were here first.
Well, don't worry about it, Uncle Joe. There'll be more than one cab.
Yeah, people shouldn't do that. It's not nice to do that. Hey, lady, are you trying to steal our cab? Oh, excuse me, honey.
Uncle Joe.
Now, listen, lady, you can't do... Oh, my God. Oh, no mouth.
Uncle Joe.
No.
Come back.
No mouth.
Please.
No mouth.
Uncle Joe.
lucky man, Joe. You must have good, strong bones because you didn't break one of them.
I'm okay. A car just knocked the wind out of me. Look, I ought to pull some strings where to get me out of this place.
Well, they just want you for observation, Joe, just for a couple of days.
I'll run home and get you a toothbrush and anything else you might need.
And your hospitalization card. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's right. There's no use adding insult to injury.
Now you're being sensible.
Okay. Where's my clothes?
Everything's right here in the closet, but don't get any ideas.
No, I'm thinking about my house keys. They're in one of the pockets.
Don't worry about the keys. I've got my old set with me.
Okay. Well, why don't you go now, then, huh?
All right. I'll be back in an hour or so.
Ira, listen, I want to talk to you alone.
All right, about what?
You was wrong.
What do you mean?
Your whole theory was all wet. Those guys without mouths. I mean, you thought I was being haunted by a lot of ghosts from the past, but you were wrong.
Why do you say that?
Because I saw another one tonight. And it wasn't a man. It was a woman.
What?
You heard me. I saw a woman without a mouth. And there ain't a woman in my whole life I ever felt guilty about, you understand? That sent your whole idea up the flue.
Look, Joe, I told you I wasn't a psychiatrist. Now, maybe my diagnosis was wrong, or maybe it was incomplete.
Wrong. There ain't no reason for me to see a woman without a mouth. I never heard a woman in my life, never.
All right. So I was mistaken. I'm sorry.
I did it all for nothing. I put the whole thing on tape.
What were you going to say?
The tape in my library.
What are you talking about, Joe?
My hospitalization card, all that stuff. I keep it in the library. And the top drawer of my desk.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure Kitty will know where to look.
Yeah, she'll know, all right. She'll know exact. Hey, listen, Ira. Do me a favor, will you? I'm kind of sleepy. Maybe if I took a little nap.
Well, sure, Joe. I'll let you sleep.
Thanks.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, fine. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get home. Maybe she didn't find it. Maybe she didn't even look in that envelope. Kitty? Kitty, you here? Kitty? Library door's closed.
$200 to kill him on account of Nathan's talking to the feds about a black market operation. 6 months after that, I shot and killed a man named Wally Sanchez.
Oh, my God!
I don't know why Turk Wilson wanted him dead, but I shot him. I got $500 for that job. I was moving up in the world. The next man I hit was Vic Santione. Then I had to take care of his brother Tommy when he went gunning for Wilson. I never got picked up or even booked for these killings. I was a very lucky man.
Kitty, what do you think you're doing?
Can't you see what I'm doing, Uncle Joe? I'm playing your tape. The one you had in the envelope.
Who told you to do that? Didn't you see what it said?
Yes. I saw what it said. It said, not to be opened until your death. Did you think I could resist something like that? You know me, Uncle Joe.
Kitty, give me that tape.
You know that's why Pop called me Kitty in the first place. Not because my name was Catherine. My name's Mary. But he always said I was as nosy as a kitten, as curious as a cat.
Honey, please. Please, you shouldn't have listened to that stuff. It's got nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with me anymore either now.
That was the second time, Uncle Joe.
What did you say?
It's the second time I've played the tape. I heard it all the way through the first time, but I didn't believe what I was hearing. I couldn't.
Why? Why did you have to do that?
Papa. My poor Papa.
Kitty, listen to me. You don't know about these things. You don't know how a man gets pushed and shoved in this world until he's got to be like an animal. That's the only reason, Kitty. Try to understand. Kitty, no, don't play it, don't.
Listen to yourself, Uncle Joe.
Listen. You're in Ruitosa, California. You're a junk dealer. Narcotics, not scrap iron. That was, 1965, February. Yeah, I remember February because it was cold, freezing in New York. I was glad to get a job out west.
Kitty, stop it, for the love of God, stop it.
Wank off, same year, same state, I think it was November. That was almost the last one except for Marty Russo. Marty had this daughter in college. He called her Kitty. He was worried about her finding out what he was doing. He never stopped worrying about that. Only then they needed a fall guy for a payroll job, and they picked Marty, and he refused. He said he wouldn't take a rap. He wouldn't go to jail and shame his daughter. He said he'd spill for
her. Are you listening, Uncle Joe?
Lord.
I made him a problem, you know. I wanted him hit. I said I didn't want the job. Marty was my friend. Him and his daughter was like my family. But they didn't care about that. It was like a test of my loyalty. So I had to do it. I had to kill Marty Russo.
Is that why you took such good care of me, Uncle Joe? Is that why?
I had to do what they said. I had to do it. Kitty, it would have been the same with your papa if he was told to hit me.
There's a gun in your desk, Uncle Joe. Is this the gun you killed him with?
No, put that down, Kitty. That thing is loaded.
Tell me how you killed my father.
No.
Your best friend. Why don't you tell me how?
No, please, put it down.
Did he know it was you, Uncle Joe?
Kitty.
Did you look him in the eyes when you shot him?
Kitty.
The way I'm looking at you?
Kitty! It sounds like the whole room is breathing. I can't hear it breathing. What does that mean? Do I hear myself? Light. I never saw a light that big. But it's not the summer. I can't open my eyes. It's too bright. But I gotta open them. I gotta see where I am. Oh, no! They're here! Oh, the men with their mouths. They're all around me. And the woman without a mouth. No! Get away from me! Go away! Go away!
His eyelids are moving. Anesthesia must be wearing off.
His pulse is still dropping fast, Doctor.
Keep that respirator going.
It's no use. We're losing him.
Past tense, nurse. We've lost him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. But I'm not sorry to get this mask off.
Oh, yes, me too. It always makes me feel as if I have no mouth at all.
Well, it seems that Joe Gannett was seeing ghosts, all right. But in this case, they weren't the ghosts of the past. They were the ghosts of the future. Men without mouths, clustered around an operating table. Not trying to destroy his life, but attempting to save it. I'll be back shortly.
You've been hearing some pretty lavish claims recently about miles per gallon. We'd like you to consider something equally important, and that's range. Range is the miles per gallon multiplied by the number of gallons your car's tank holds. Range is what makes the Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Hi, Ms. Goldilocks here. Professionally taste-testing diet drinks can be very difficult, but I've just had to bear with it. Then I found sugar-free diet 7-Up. It doesn't taste like other diet drinks. It's fresh, light, natural, delicious. Sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that I've taste-tested it hundreds of times. And each time I've given it my seal of approval. Yes, this one's just right.
Of course, we're really not worried about men and women without mouths at the Radio Mystery Theater, as long as they have ears. And since you seem to have a pair of ears in good working order, we hope you'll turn them to our wavelength again. It's our purpose in life to show you that sometimes it's fun to be afraid. Our cast included Joe Silver, Patricia Elliott, Ira Lewis, and Dan Ocko. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
That's just like a magician I saw once.
It's not magic, Effie. It's a natural power. I read somewhere that most of us use only a small portion of our brain potential. Less than 5%.
You mean that anyone can do what you just did?
Sure, most people can. I'm sure of it.
Okay, Joe, will you teach me? Will you show me how you did that?
If you want to, I can show you that and much more.
Like what?
Well, like hear what I have in my mind without my saying a word.
That'd be neat. We could talk and nobody would hear us.
I could show you how to move objects from across the room.
We could clean up from here.
I could even teach you how to fly.
Yeah, like Peter Pan. Hey, look, I'm flying.
Hey, you mustn't joke about it, Effie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joseph. Listen, I wasn't making fun of you. I was just happy.
Never make fun of me, Effie.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by new sugar-free diet 7-Up and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
News. People are already starting to line up to get a seat inside the Supreme Court Monday morning. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The court Monday morning starts hearing arguments on whether President Nixon should be compelled to turn over tapes and documents to the special Watergate prosecutor. The court is expected to be jammed with spectators. Fred Graham got an indication of that Saturday when he went to the court building.
On Monday morning, the place will be packed with people hoping to get inside to hear the arguments in the historic case of the United States versus Richard M. Nixon. The line to get in began to form Saturday morning when 18-year-old Elena Sassauer, whose mother and father are lawyers in New York City, sat down to wait with a blanket, a radio, and a transcript of the White House conversations.
It's a first-hand look of history, you know, and it's something that you don't get to do very often.
What are you going to do if it rains?
Get wet.
Can you stay right here?
Yeah.
There will be between 50 to 100 seats inside for those who stick it out. By midday today, the line had already begun to grow. Fred Graham, CBS News, at the Supreme Court.
More news after this message.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your allergy to contact.
Now listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy, red, watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists, and it's an ingredient in Contact. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of Contact is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping. Up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to Contact. Take contact only when needed. Only as directed.
A series of forest fires are burning in the southwest section of Ontario province in Canada. About 40,000 acres of land has been burned so far. Near Vermilion Bay, Ontario, a government spokesman has these late details.
The fire is still burning under control. Though there's no immediate danger to the closest community, which is Vermilion Bay. And by the way, that community has been evacuated, as has the surrounding area. I'm just concerned with this one fire, and that's well over 40,000 acres. This is the one nearest Vermilion Bay here.
Those fires are in an area about 150 miles north of Niagara Falls, Ontario. President Nixon Saturday night went out to dinner in Florida, dining at the Key Biscayne Hotel, one of his favorite eating places. The president appeared in a good mood, chatting with the people and even dancing with a 10-year-old girl out for an evening with her parents. The Florida White House says Mr. Nixon is relaxing and recuperating from the phlebitis in his left leg. Officials say the president may have some permanent swelling in the leg, but it's thought he won't be bothered by it. The Boston Globe reports that specialists in phlebitis are expressing grave concern about the way the president's case was diagnosed and treated. Quoting unnamed doctors, the Globe says the diagnosis of a blood clot in the president's leg was not diagnosed with the most sophisticated methods available. The report says this leaves open the possibility the diagnosis was inaccurate and the assessment of grave risk to his life was unjustified. The president's physician, Dr. Walter DeKarsh, says the clot was discovered while the president was en route to the Middle East and was potentially dangerous. Later, Dr. DeKarsh said the clot had fixed itself to the president's leg and no longer posed a hazard. City officials in Baltimore say there may be serious health hazards if a six-day-old strike by garbage collectors there continues. A local judge has now ordered the garbage men and other striking city workers in Baltimore back on the job Monday. In Detroit, negotiators Saturday reached agreement on a new contract following a strike by city workers that lasted only a few hours. The settlement came before the strike interfered with such services as the bus system and garbage collection in Detroit. Now this.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life and be free and see. Where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here? I finished school, but what lies ahead? Don't want to get trapped, want to feel free instead. All over the world, there's so much to do. The call of the sea, don't you hear it too? Where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here?
What about the new Navy? You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Trouble continued Saturday night in Bangkok, Thailand, where the death toll has now risen to 25 in 4 days of street rioting. Snipers firing from a hotel killed one man and wounded a policeman at the city's main railway station. The trouble started earlier last week when street fighting broke out among police and residents of the Chinese district of Bangkok. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, KIXI. 6 minutes past 12 o'clock.